103.9, 107.3, the greatest hits of all time. And we're pleased to be joined in the studio today, Alex Boyer, who's going to be performing tonight in Logan, Ellen Eccles Theater at 7:30. Now, a lot of you know Alex because he's also involved with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That's got to be a real thrill. I mean, that's got to be just something that you just can't get over with, being a part of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That's incredible.
I'm telling you, I just keep pinching myself. It doesn't get old. And you know what? I have actually a great connection with here because Craig Jessup, who is a Loganite, you know, he was the one that invited me to join the choir. So, and that changed my life.
That's
so
incredible.
I hope I get to meet him at some point while I'm here in Logan and thank him again because he changed my life.
Now, Alex, you were born and bred of Nigerian descent, from what
That's
I understand.
Right.
And is both your parents from Nigeria?
Yes, mom and dad's from Nigeria, and I lived in England. I lived in Nigeria for about 6-7 years when I was really young, and then I moved to back to England, and I lived in England for about 30 years before I came to the U.S.
And so you've been singing. You went on an LDS mission, right?
Yes,
you went
sir.
On an LDS
yeah.
mission.
Served in England Bristol mission, 200 miles from my house.
And is that what started you singing? You know, I mean, you've obviously got a tremendous voice.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, you're right. I was known as the singing elder. I used to sing everywhere. I'd run around knocking on people's doors. The door would open. I'd be like, whoa, you know. And the last day of my mission president said, I hope you're going to do something with music. And it really inspired me, and it stayed with me forever. And so actually, the first thing I did was join a boy band.
A boy band.
I don't know whether that's what he meant, but that's what I did for like 8-9 years.
Yeah, but you had some success with that, didn't you?
We had a great hit. We were called the one hit wonders. Had one hit wonder where they went because we disappeared after that. But we had some great times while we're doing it.
And you actually got to perform with people like George Michael and some of the others. Yeah.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. In fact, I was actually a backup dancer for George Michael at the MTV European Music Awards in 1996.
Wow.
And that was pretty crazy. In fact, that was one of the things that spurred me on. I remember him, we got on stage and we saw all these incredible artists in the green room, you know, and a lot of them were from the States, you know, so it was incredible. And I remember just coming out, we went on stage, we rehearsed for about 3-5 hours. And then I remember we were dancing for him, and George Michael came on for about 10 minutes, rehearsed and disappeared. And I remember looking at the other dancers, and I'm like, I want to do what he's doing. Because he gets paid way more, and he stays a lot less on stage. And so I'm like, that's when I called up my friends who were actually dancing for him and said, I want to get into music. Let's join a boy band. Let's start a boy band. And the other guys in the group was like, that'd be great. But here's the thing. We don't sing. I was like, that's all right. I'll take care of it. So I taught them how to sing.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even sing at that time. But we ended up with a deal with Universal Records.
Wow.
And we toured all over Europe. We sold probably about 500,000 CDs during that time. And we had hits in about 15 European countries. And we just had a great time.
So, Alex Boyer, now you're in England. You're having some success with your boy band, One Hit Wonder. What brings you to the States?
You know, being LDS, you know, it's like every Muslim wants to go to Mecca at one point, you know. So, you know, Salt Lake City, that was my Mecca, and I've always wanted to come. And as a missionary, I had a lot of companions from there. So I came, you know, just on a vacation, and I just had this just strong feeling. I got off the plane. I was like, you're going to be here for a long time.
Wow.
And I had no problem with that. I remember just the feeling, there was just a great feeling that I had come across me, and I knew that all the good things that were going to happen to me would come by me moving to Utah. And you know what? It's absolutely true.
And you said Craig Jessup helped you get into the choir.
I believe that's one of the reasons why I came here. Yes, absolutely. I never thought that would something that ever happened. Now you understand, you know, being a black man, you know, in the LDS church and being, you know, in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, I felt really weird. I felt like out of place for obvious reasons because my English accent, you know, it was really weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I remember there was a time when 2 weeks after I joined the choir, it was so hard. I couldn't get the words down, couldn't get the music down, anything. And I remember one of the other members of the choir, his name is Amran Musungu. He's from Kenya. He could tell I was feeling a little worried and perturbed. And I think he had one of these sixth senses, and he was just like, Alex, I remember when I was in Kenya, and I went there on vacation, and I went to this football stadium. It's for general conference. They had it in a football stadium, 100,000 black members of the church. And they had come. Some of them had walked 22 miles one way, some of them with kids on the back. Bare feet, all kinds of stuff. And he said, when they panned in the audience, you saw the general conference and the big screen at the football stadium, after when they would show the choir singing and they'd pan and they'd see the one black member, which was him at the time, he said the whole stadium erupted and went crazy, like he was a rock star. And he said that day I realized that being in a Tabernacle Choir was not about me. It was about showing that there was a representation, that this was a world church, that the church was as far-reaching as Africa. And that hit me so hard. And I remember, that's when I knew that I had to keep doing it, even though it was hard. I had to keep doing it. And it's changed my life.
I understand. So, totally. Yeah, yeah. Totally understand that, my man. Now, you're growing up and yeah. you're starting to sing, and you and I were talking about this a few minutes ago. So I was looking at your bio. We kind of have some similar interests as far as music goes.
Yes.
Tell us some of the artists that that influenced you so greatly throughout the years.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder. We're talking Otis Redding. You know, we're talking, you know, just and even just going up to UB40 and Sting and 10cc and, you know, Pet Shop Boys. And I mean, I've just got just a huge... kind of just I grew up actually with white foster parents for a while,
right.
And so the music totally changed. I went from listening to reggae and R&B to all of a sudden I was just listening to like Genesis and Queen and all that stuff. And I've noticed that in my music, a lot of that influence is definitely in it. Even and it's all subconscious. I don't realize it, but it's just like, where did that come from? And then I listen to my music and I'm just like, oh wow, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you can't get much better than Otis Redding and Try a Little Tenderness.
Oh my
and I've
God.
Been loving you so long.
You got to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I won't go into it, but yeah.
Let's I'm liking this guy. I'm liking this guy. Yeah, I tell you, James Brown, Marvin Gaye.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you and I have and then you start mentioning people like 10cc,
oh,
Genesis.
Gosh.
You're talking the playlist of Cool 103.9 here, man.
I know.
This is us.
I'm excited to be here. I see all these posters all over the place, and I'm just like, yes, I listened to that growing up, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, Alex Boye, you're going to perform tonight at the Ellen Eccles Theater in
yes.
Logan. You're not just going to be doing religious music.
That's right.
Your stuff is secular. It's
yes.
fun.
Yes.
And I'm actually going to play Lemonade for us in just a little bit,
awesome.
Too. So let's talk about your music now. What
yes.
do you do when you're doing a concert?
You know, my music is, I would definitely say it's family friendly. It's something where, you know, it's all different styles, but that's the thing, that the thread that weaves through it. Right now, I'm on this kind of wave where I do pop music with an African twist. My mother always said to me I should put, like, African influences in my music because I'm from, you know, Nigeria. And I always thought, well, Mom, you know, that's not going to sell. Nobody's going to listen to that in Logan, you know, or whatever it is, you know. But little did I know, you know, I did a music video with the piano guys. We did an African version of a song by Coldplay. And within the first week, it got 11 million hits. And now it's up to 30 million hits. And I'm like, okay, there are people that love African-inspired music. And so that's what I've been doing. So a lot of the songs I'm going to play, sing tonight are from my YouTube videos, you know. And I'm really excited to announce that we've got the high school, the Mount Logan Middle School, who are going to be performing with me.
Wow.
Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Yeah, because I can't sing the Let It Go part, you know, the version. So I got these really awesome girls who are going to be singing here from Logan, and
all
so
right.
I'm really excited. So.
That is just absolutely incredible. You're an incredible man. I actually talked to a man who went on a cruise that you were on.
What?
It was a Caribbean cruise, and it was...
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, he was actually on that. I talked
to him,
and he said it was just absolutely incredible, and he wanted to go to the fireside that you did
yes.
so bad, but he was out of town. He was in Wyoming. Tried to talk his wife into coming back into town just to go to the fireside. Jesus, that's a little far to go for a quick trip. So.
That's on it.
But, Alex, we wish you the best, and,
Thank you so much.
Anytime you're in Logan, you're more than welcome to come
will.
In.
I always come down here, get me some squeaky cheese, and get me some flavored milk. Some Gosnes, so you know, I get cravings. I see I'm here a lot often than people think.
So how long have you been in the choir, by the way?
8.5 years.
8.5 years.
I just barely retired because the music just started going crazy, and
right.
You know, I think the Lord's sending me another direction. But you know, I'm actually been invited to as a soloist on tour next year with the Moment Tabernacle Choir. We got 3 dates at the Carnegie Hall in New York.
Whoa.
So that was my bucket list. So I get to sing at the Carnegie Hall next year. I can't wait.
That is absolutely incredible. We wish you the best.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And I'm going to put the video onto our Facebook page,
Yay.
Too, for Lemonade. We're going to play a little bit of Lemonade in just a little bit, too. The concert tonight, 7:30. I understand there's still some tickets available, right?
Yes. Okay. 42 seats left.
Wow. Yeah. You better get your seats quick, okay?
So that's probably about five Mormon wagons there that can get some seats. Come on, people.
Or it could be just one family, as big as the families are.
Hallelujah.
All right. Alex Boyer, thank you very much for joining us today on Cool 103.9. Thank you. On the phone with us right now is none other than Alex Boyer. Good morning, Alex. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing, Dave?
You have been so busy since we last talked. I think it was back in November you were in Logan for a little concert. And since a couple of things have happened to you. What's happened since November, Alex?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. But, I mean, first of all, the Logan gig in November was amazing. I don't know. It must have been something in the water because some amazing things have been happening since then. And I went on America's Got Talent. I actually kind of did it for a dare. And it turned out pretty cool. The first episode that was aired, it went crazy, and the phone just did not stop ringing.
Well,
it was pretty wild.
Pretty cool. You had the judges wrapped around their little finger. You know, you knocked it out of the park. That had to be that had to be something that you weren't expecting, or man, it just blew you out of the water. What was when all those judges, I mean, Howard Stern and Howie Mandel, making all those great comments about your performance that night?
Yeah, you know what was crazy about that was that I auditioned for America's Got Talent 2010. And then there was only one judge that was the same, and that was Howie Mandel. Then it was Piers Morgan and Sharon Osbourne and Howie Mandel. And I got three X's, three buzzes. Within 5 seconds, I got all of them. And I stood on the stage. I couldn't believe what was going on. I got booed. It was the craziest thing. I remember I just cried my eyes out that night, flying back home and, you know, with my tail between my legs. And I begged them that they wouldn't air it. I was praying they wouldn't air it. And you know what was crazy? They didn't show it. Oh. And so when I went back again and he said to me, in my 6 years, that's the best act I've ever seen. I'm just like, he must have forgotten it. And I'm so glad that he did. Because that was the second time I performed it. So I was just so happy. And, you know, I got voted off early on the second round. But what was crazy about that is that the strength of that first audition that went viral, I started getting phone calls. And one of the calls I got was from a gentleman from MGM in Vegas. And they have offered me a show. I can't talk more about it than that. But I've been offered a show at the MGM. And it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
Wow. is amazing. I am so happy for you, Alex.
I can't believe it. Yes, sir. So it starts off. It's just going to be one night a week at one of the biggest venues. Right now, David Copperfield is there.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to give me a test run, and then they start building it from there. So I couldn't be more happier. But there's more that's happening that I can't talk about. But it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be letting people know on my social network in a couple of weeks. So I'm really excited.
That is amazing. Now, of course, when you get down to the MGM, you know, you got some friends here in Logan that go to Vegas every once in a while. So, wow, that is amazing, my man. That is unreal.
Yeah.
Now, you have a whole entourage of people. The people that performed with you on stage, is that part of your show?
Yes, yes. So some of them are gonna be there on Friday. So CJ on the bass. In fact, all the guys that played on it were the original band that played at Logan at the Echo Theater in November. Mm-hmm. But we just added some extra people. We added all the horns and everything, and we had to get them from New York at the time. So, but they're all going to be there. The same people that were on AGT with me are going to be there on Friday. So we're really excited.
Yeah, the Ellen Echoes Theater, once again, Alex Boyer is going to be there at another concert. And well, I heard ticket sales are there. If there's still tickets left, you better go out and get some, because this is a high-energy show. And, Alex, I am so happy for you on top of everything else. Because over the weekend, there was a news article that came out in the Deseret News that was talking about some of the hard times for Alex Boyer. You were actually homeless for a while. Talk about that just a little bit to let people know that you have been there when things weren't going right in your life.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, you know, when I was 16 years old, I was homeless and I was walking the streets of London. And I think the worst, I don't think you can get any lower than when you start getting so hungry that you start to eat out of food cans, food trash. So I was eating out of trash cans and stuff like that. And it got to the point where I was so used to doing it that I thought that that was going to be my life until a gentleman came. And I talk a little bit about it at the concert, but a gentleman came and he approached me. And he told me, he slapped the hamburger out of my hand. I was about to put it in my mouth. And he said, what are you doing? And he didn't know me from Adam. He said, that's a trash can. You are not trash. So don't ever put your hand in that trash. And it was so powerful that I never did it again. And it just woke me up and said, I am so much better than this. And I'm going to be in a bigger place than this. It was a very powerful moment. And I ended up writing a song about it that I'm going to be singing, which is called Lemonade, actually.
Ah.
So, yeah, it was a mind-altering, life-changing experience that I had.
And this man didn't know you from anybody else, and he just said, you're not
he
trash.
He didn't know me.
Man, that brings a tear to my eye, too, man. That is an incredible story. So
yeah.
Now you've got a couple of projects going on now. You're going to be at the Ellen Echoes Theater on Friday night. And
boy,
the stuff you were telling us about Vegas and then some of the other things, this has got to be one of those times in your life after you look back when you're 16 years old that you say, man, I have been blessed. You've had an incredible life.
And the thing is, it's not even done yet. And that's what I'm excited about. You know, and the thing is like, you know, there are many, many of us, and including me, sometimes we look down on ourselves. And we view ourselves secretly as trash. But, you know, I want to tell you, man, is that there's no such thing. Even if we think that we're trash, guess what? It's called garbage cans, not garbage cannot.
Whoa. That is so
good. There's something big in there for every single one of us if we don't give up. You know what I mean? And I believe that with everything. You know, so many of my friends are doubting themselves, and I doubted myself for so long, and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of it. And I think the power comes to us when we stop doubting and we say, you know what? We can get up out of this place, get back on the horse, get back in the race, and there's nothing we can do. There's nothing that can stop us when we're in that mode. When we're in that mode, we cannot be stopped. The only thing that stops us, I think, is ourselves. We limit ourselves. And I did that for so long, Dave. So long that I just thought that's where I was going to be forever. And all of a sudden, it's just this moment where you're like, you know what? Oh, my gosh. You know, I can be the ugliest person in the room, and I can get incredible opportunities. I can be disabled. I can be the person that doesn't have a great memory. I can be the person that, you know, never, ever going to amount to anything because my mom and my dad and my well-meaning people told me that. That doesn't matter because there's so many people out there who have been through that who are killing it right now.
We all have stories, don't we, Alex?
Yeah, we all do.
And we
all have stories that can have a really, really good ending, no matter what the story had been and no matter what the problems that we went through. I believe that with everything, Dave, I'm seeing it, you know?
Yeah, you know, we met for the first time in November, and I thought that you and I kind of hit it off pretty good. So,
you're the man, dude.
Man, I tell you, when I found out you were coming back to Logan, I said, man, I got to talk to Alex again. I got on your Facebook page, and I am just nothing but happy for you because you are an incredible person. You got an incredible story there, Alex.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Friday night, the Ellen Echoes Theater, Alex Boyer. The song Lemonade, by the way, is fantastic. Yeah. The video is available on YouTube, and we're going to make it available on our Facebook page and all that so everybody can take it. Yeah, so I hope everyone can go see Alex Boyer, and then if you have a chance to meet this man, you're really, really going to be impressed because you are an incredible human being, and I congratulate you on your success and wish you very much more, man.
I can't wait to come. I want to go to Logan. I want to go to Cosmos and get some squeaky cheese and some flavored milk. I miss that so much, so I'm ready.
You got to get that squeaky cheese in there, huh?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, that's my moxie, man. Gives me power.
Well, Alex, hopefully we'll get to see you on Friday night.
And yes, sir.
Good luck, man. And I tell you what, keep everybody what's going up on this this thing with your social media. And it's incredible, your story from I mean, this is a rag from riches story, and it's a feel-good story. But you know what? One other thing, you are an incredibly talented and nice individual. So I wish you all the success,
so
man.
Thank you so very much.
All
really
right.
Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Are you going to cry now? All right, I'm going. You're making me cry.
I'm not going to be able to look at a hamburger again without wanting to slap it out of my hands.
Hey, if it's not from a trash can, you can have as many as you want, bro.
That's right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us
thank
today.
You.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Love you, man.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.